Welcome back to Detroit International. This is Episodes from the Vault. This is episode one. I'm fresh out of surgery, so I figured I'd drop a couple episodes. This episode was recorded last year, Worst Behavior 2, featuring my brother and the young ladies from the first one. We get into my dating life, young girls dating older guys, power plays and relationships, and we taking a lot of personal and slick shots through this whole podcast. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to the podcast. Did you say virgin? All right. Welcome back to the podcast. It's your mama's best kept secret. It's the ultimate side nigga, aka I'm still trying to find my princess, but she don't know how to find me. How y'all doing? It's your boy. Who I got with me? I got my brother. You want to say your name? You got a nickname? What you want to do?
What's going on, y'all? First time out here. Let's get no name.
No name. All right. And once again, we got Apple and Cherry popping back in the building.
Apple and Cherry is crazy.
What's up, y'all? It's me, Lily 2.0, aka the most private material girl y'all know. Baby, it's 4+4+8, and that's all I do. Next.
Okay, so you still got the Megan Thee Stallion knees, or like they hurting still?
No, I mean, you get your knees replaced, or are they hurting? I don't know.
Oh no, I'm good. I'm good.
Drop it like it's hot right now since you're good.
When the last time you touched your toes? But no, you said you said you had some topics that you want to talk about.
You lucky I lay up on the shoes about to be asserted in my joke. All right, so y'all, I got some topics for y'all because your girl is back. I'm older now, a little wiser.
Oh, are you? So you wasn't before. Now I'm listening.
Okay. I don't know, y'all. You might about to cut this show. So I got some good topics for y'all, some questions I want to ask, starting with y'all favorite podcast host in America. Yeah.
It's Mr. International. I'm everywhere. But
anyways, Mr. International. You say a real name about that?
Yeah, my Marcus.
Oh, I never heard you say this. I'm like, I don't know.
Marcus, Mrs. National. Yeah,
so you never listen to it?
I do listen to it, but I never hear you say, like, your name. So I'm like, I don't know. Should I say
my name sometimes.
Okay, cool. Like, I don't know, because you know Spot, so you know.
Ain't that always edited out stuff I don't want in there.
Okay, cool. This was so off. I listen to man's podcast.
No, I'm talking about, I listen to, you know,
you listen to your man's podcast.
All right, y'all. So. This is for all my older guys out there. How do y'all feel about dating young girls? Like, what's y'all take on that? Like, would, like, y'all go for young girls, or do y'all just talk to young girls because they're young-minded? Do y'all think they just gonna go for whatever, you know, anything? Like, what's y'all take on that?
And the truth.
you wanna go first?
That same fucking bullshit. Oh, by the way, this Mo. I didn't even say my name.
Girl, we is... On the air.
You good?
I never really like dating young girls. Never like that.
Why not?
I don't know. It was just like kind of like said, like the mindset or whatever like that. Even though like I have dated a couple, but it was just, you know, the attraction and stuff like that and everything like that.
What's the mindset though? Like, what's the mindset you think? Young girls.
Live fast, die young.
Wow, that is so unfucking money. All right. Right on the nose.
Whatever, like that. Because, so,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm more of a slow pace type of guy, so it's just rhythm's gotta match.
Oh, all right. Sheesh,
all right. So I mean it's a double-edged sword. Okay. Meaning that, you know what I'm saying, you can have that young girl that's saying she ready, but then you know that she's not ready. So I look at her like, if I'm gonna date a young chick, you have to really show me what I want to see for me to take you seriously. Otherwise, you might be using me as like a learning experience, which is cool. If we both for that, but if you want to take it to that next level, I wouldn't want to take you there because I want you to have life experience first. Because you don't want to be with somebody. Let's say cool. Let's say hypothetically, right? Me and you got married, right? So me and you married.
Right.
Right. So now you live in a house life and we going traveling doing this. But then, you know, you come home and your girl's like, yo, I want to go get turned up and,
I'm out
and,
here in Miami.
And be on the lives and like twerk randomly and shit. So now, but like, it's like you married. So now it's like you got to have, it's not saying that you can't do stuff, but you got to have a certain respect for your person because you want your person to have a certain respect for you.
I guess so.
I got a question.
That's fair.
How do y'all feel about dating a woman that is more successful than you?
Oh yeah, high off like as a man.
Would you date a woman more successful than you?
Most of the girls I dated, like as far as in relationships with, the ex I just got done with. She's over in college in LA. The one before that had her master's in psychology.
We talking about like financially wise.
So I have no problem with it, but then I look at it like this: like having your girl in charge of a relationship. Girls are more pettier than guys. What I mean is, I give you an example. I had a homeboy. He was on a trip with his girl or whatever, right? And then they was out, and then she was like, "Oh, wait in the back," or whatever, like. And then got mad that he didn't want to. It's just some petty stuff. And she's like, "I flew you out here." It's,
what's wrong with?
Females are quick to throw stuff in your face quicker. Like, "Oh, I did all this," and then like, or move on from you. Like, "Well, you're not where I'm at." Like, quick example as you said that. A girl's with this guy. The guy worked a job to help her get through college. Right? Mm-hmm. She got her college, got her degree, got a high paying job. Mm-hmm. Then left him because. You're not where I'm at.
Oh.
But he took the time to help her get there. But once she got to that next level, she wanted a guy on that level or above.
Yeah.
Not so guys, we don't look at girls for how much they make. But a girl might
do. I know some niggas that do it. Y'all is bums. Y'all moms is bums. Because why is you looking at me like I'm Chase Bank, nigga? Don't do that. Y'all is some bums. But that's a really good question.
I see you rubbing on the knees. Are already good?
You need hurt. Some big game?
Huh?
You need some big game? I know you was out all night.
Hold on. Like, I said let's go to the casino. You the one that was like, I got to eat my sleep.
I do. I had to go first.
Yeah, I thought you was good. You know what I'm saying? Ski! Rubbing all that. You know what I'm saying? Rubbing all that shit. Took you out to bed, didn't you?
It's all about ski. Yeah,
you took your ass to sleep.
I had to be to work at 4 in the morning.
Okay.
Like, no cap, that shit
would
no
hoe.
That's how you
work. Yeah, both of y'all. I know both of y'all was
certain. Yeah. I mean, I'm used to it.
That Taco Bell tear their stomach up or what?
Yeah. I was at work 6 days. I was like, oh, yeah, come on, man. I just got here.
Hey, man, so you know what I'm saying? Like, you know I'm in Detroit, so it's like, you know.
Y'all wasn't going to pass it.
These ladies said, you know, they had everything together. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I expected to show up and have, like, some lamb chops, some pizza. You know, I got a chef over here. She ain't chefing up nothing. You know what I'm saying? God. So, I got another one that showed up late. You know how I go.
Bro.
I'm supposed to start at 6. It's 9. You know what I'm saying?
You came late. I told you. You ain't telling them that you came late.
Niggas didn't call.
You came late.
Seven was like, yeah, what you doing?
And
I'm like,
so trying to fuck niggas from coming late, and you came late.
Man, no, hold on. I told y'all niggas 9. Man.
You keep talking, I'm gonna move some furniture in this motherfucker.
Oh, hey, you know hey, be my kids.
Sometimes I'm wishing people on the podcast to get the joke.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna and look, so we gonna get active in this bitch.
Oh, yeah. We're about to get real active.
All right, nah.
So same question to you. So, well, I know you like to date dudes that's 90. And then you say you want to date older. So, like, how do y'all feel about dating older, or like older man, or do y'all want to date men your age?
I don't like guys my
definitely
age.
Definitely not.
Oh, he's got a heart. Who's that?
Wow.
Hey.
Why not?
I don't date men my age.
Oh, the game. Y'all
hear
gaming?
The game.
The game? All
right.
The game. The game? You got a game, you guys? Dang.
No. Okay, but no. I think I want to date older. I like talking to older guys, but man, it's just that y'all, I am 22, young, fly, hot. I am out here.
Yeah, so then be that. Don't try to talk to older guys.
I can't be in the house cooking and
because you don't know how to cook.
Well, yeah, y'all gonna do that.
She learning. Don't come for her.
Right. Thank you. Because I am learning because I am maturing and to say, I said, like, okay, I can't be out until 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, I can't be out doing that. You know, I can't just be in the niggas' cars, sliding out, have fun, naked a bottle. Can't. And that's.
Hey, yo.
That was a lot.
Yeah, it's also.
So. I'm just saying, man, y'all ever, if you're from Detroit, you know, you've ever been to Sunday Funday. But, yeah, I just can't, like, but I really do like older guys because they're so mature, you know, they want to get married, and I want to get married, but.
So it sounds like to me that.
You want
to
get married?
No, it sounds like to me that you want to be wild, and you want to have your cake eaten too. You want to be wild, but you want to have, like, you want to run around, so, like, Adam 22, you want to Adam 22, you want to run around, be leaning the plug, go hang out with Jason Love. And have out of 22 waiting at the crib. You want your nice guy at the crib.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just don't want to be stuck in the house. And then on top of that, you ain't about to try.
But if you married, you know you ain't going out like that. I mean, y'all might go out together, but you not going to be going
been,
out.
Man. I ain't never been, man. I ain't never been out with. I
can't do it. I
not saying, like, entrapment, but. You not gonna be going out like, oh, like, you know, like me and my girls going out, oh, okay, but it ain't gonna be like an every weekend type
hell
of thing.
Yeah, yeah, she's like, I see the one. Like,
marriage ain't gonna work that young.
What? How? If my homegirls come over and they say, we going, nigga, we going.
That your man is a punk.
Probably is.
See?
So you like man that you can run
with?
No, I don't. I really don't. Because I, by any means.
She don't want nobody to put that structure on her. She don't call them toxic.
That's so toxic. But, all right, y'all, I'm hot. Anyway,
I just think it's just certain things. Like, when you get in a relationship, you gotta make sacrifices. You gotta, like, really take your partner into consideration. So, like, your lifestyle would definitely change when you get in a real relationship.
I'm listening. Mm.
So that's why I can't date dudes my age, because I feel like by me still being young, I'm still learning myself.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to my fault.
I feel like by me still being young, I'm still learning things about myself. So I feel like dating an older guy, like, as far as relationship wise, I can learn a lot.
Gotcha. Like, you still don't know your body yet.
I do, though.
But you don't think you and a young guy can grow together?
No.
Man. No. I forgot what I was about to ask.
You said, what's
I don't
up?
Know, man. It's just a meet.
So, all right, so cool. Ooh, I got a question. So out of all four of us, who do we see get married first?
Me.
Fuck no.
Oh.
Hell no!
Probably.
Yeah, Raphael for sure. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so then, like, who's second?
Me.
No.
No. You. You.
You, yeah. Really?
Her? Yeah. Yeah. All right. Her? All right. Yep.
Who third? Between
this bitch
y'all,
can't
who third?
Cheating to
who
save her life.
Who third? Huh? The baby.
The baby is crazy. That's crazy. Yeah.
What do you mean? You was not a committed person. You know how many niggas out of, what's up, brother? How you been, man? These homie mutuals, man.
That's
know,
nothing
man.
New. You
right, that's like, old.
Bro, I mean, it went into every fucking
not
week.
To sound, not to sound nasty, but dude's like, been trying to probably have sex with y'all be like 14, 15. Like, yep. Y'all attractive young black women, like. Dudes is like, I done seen in my middle school, dudes that came through from high school stealing our middle school girls, like, do that type of shit, whatever,
that
like that.
Funny.
Like, I see it now, like, yo, like, that shit is whatever. So, I'm just saying, like, being a female, like, you done got that your whole life, and you 22, 23. So, you've been getting that for what, about 8, 9 years now, whatever, like that. Everywhere you go, hey, what's up?
What are we talking about?
Yeah, then, like, especially when she was dancing, she felt stays at one day. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Oh,
she,
my
she
God.
Slipped.
You just down. Be making up shit.
What? I'm not making up. It really happened.
Off the stage. Y'all, I don't do that no more. I work a good job and I live a good life.
She at the airport losing luggage. She's still 11. That's what she's doing. So look, so look, so look. If you fly through Delta, yeah, your shit.
I can't find my shit.
She got your suits and ties and shit.
Y'all walking up with your iPads. I'm like, oh yeah.
Y'all going through all your check luggage.
Bro. I don't know. That's you different. Done in the rental?
That's bad, different.
Yeah,
my hands
are
too big.
You got big
hands. I might suck it up.
Hey, yo.
I mean, you smoked that skinny ass Swisher.
A Swisher is a cigarette. Yeah, like,
That's college.
I don't know how to roll.
Dang, all y'all weed smokers. I don't smoke weed.
Like, y'all got to teach me. I don't know.
Really? I don't know how to roll.
I told you, like, I mean, my homeboy, whatever, like that, like, he smoked weed. I smoke with him, but I'm just, like, you know, Swisher guy. I'm cowboy tradition.
That's cool.
Hey, so this kind of off topic. I'm just gonna make a random topic. So like Detroit dances, right? So like they was little kids. Did you ever try to hip roll? You ever try to do the hip roll?
Hey, Marcus,
real yo, I'm talking about
I never
dude.
Did. I never did.
No, dude, I got a man rhythm. Dude used to get girls like that.
Yeah. That's how dudes used to get it.
I wasn't in shape for that shit.
That's how dudes used to do it, like.
She used to not hip roll her.
Oh, so you used to be.
Oh, that shit was sexy. Yeah, girl, man. What? You remember them?
What you just said?
Are you hip rolling? You got that little shirt in the mirror?
That's when the basement parties were popping. Yeah.
This motherfucking Zary used to look straight up and be like, I was like, what the fuck?
Did he get a girl?
He got girls.
Okay. That's what they was hitting.
Hey, y'all,
hey, they was doing.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I used to love them house parties. I don't think y'all had them like we had them. Like, we used to run the wires.
I don't go to no house party. Not him.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be crazy. Like, the gun be in the car and shit.
Yeah, that's
just back when we had the, that's back when we had my little squad, PGC, Pussy Gang Crew, Players Gang Cash.
You nigga, what? Y'all fuck out the what?
Pussy Gang Crew.
Like, why are you fully naked?
No, but no, like no, like but no, like we've been through a lot, like those guys. We've been through like a lot of wild shit, shootouts, fights. Like we used to go to parties. Like Cash used to be fighting in that bitch. Like we used to be on the east side through the numbers and shit, fighting Joy Road niggas. Like you know what I'm saying? All kind of shit.
Let me not say that out here.
You know what I'm saying? But no, you already know it's the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Niggas hit harder than football league. You already know what it is.
What's up with all these games? Like, where's all these clicks?
Hold on. I'm not in the game. Like 50 Cent said, I'm not gay. You know what I'm saying? Catch me on there, Rico. What the hell? Shit, I do shit on my lawn.
Oh my God. Y'all
didn't
send out.
Okay,
no,
what you
saying? Oh, well, I was saying before y'all got into the my PGC, like, but that's how I used to be. I'm a good dude trying to find love. You know what I'm saying? Very serious. You know what I'm saying? A lot of girls, you know, I talk to don't be serious. So for me,
fucking liar.
I'm really trying to find my person. So if you out there, please.
Are you begging for love on a pod? No. That's so fucking desperate. Let them come to you. Maybe you looking for her. Please, if anybody's out there.
all right, you are fucking out of there. Go.
So, have you guys ever, you know, like had crushes on people and then seen your crushes later on in life, and how do you feel about them versus
you bum bitch? You should have chose me. All right, that's a joke.
No. I don't even know what my crushes look like now. Because I told you I don't talk to anybody from school. Except for my one crush.
We talked about it on a pod. Like, I would, you know what I'm saying, the first pod, worst behavior. This is worst behavior, too.
Woo! This time we is on our worst behavior. Yeah.
Oh, hey, look, don't drop that.
I'm not.
I'm
like,
is this
because look, because I know, right? Because you tripped earlier.
You tripped?
Oh, yeah, going to the door? You're going to bust her ass. Ain't nobody seeing that. I taped it. Let me, you want to pull the tape up?
Not you got a tape.
Look at you. Nervous.
Okay, go. Come on.
All right, so you're back to your crush. Go ahead. Like, go ahead. Facebook right now.
Oh, if I could find mine, but I hope I can.
Call your crush right now. Call him and be like, hey.
Call my crush? That's a little too much.
Call him on the pod. Like, hey, I'm on a podcast. I just want to say, nigga, you look like shit. Like, you're going to hang up.
Absolutely.
You looking for your person? He's in a villa area. Because I'm just
saying. No, I'm looking for my person.
That was so toxic. Like,
some people might not be looking for their person. We already went through, we already went through who's going to get married. It's going to be Rafi first. Boom. And then we not getting married at all. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to be in your hot girl era for about another 10 years.
Y'all got to.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all got to change.
Yeah, they both got to change.
Y'all ain't ready.
What do you mean? We got to change.
Yeah, get them, man.
I said y'all ain't ready.
They ain't ready.
For what? For what?
Exactly.
They ain't ready for love.
So y'all ready?
Oh, hell no.
Huh?
See, who not?
Okay, you ready, but she ain't. She's trying to get her back blown out with Patron.
So you ready?
She want a Patron, a bottle, and a cup sitting on her ass while I do it from the back and choking her, pulling on her hair.
I mean,
saying
not
licking
it,
the next day.
If it comes, I don't. That's the thing. Like, I don't never rush relationships. Like,
exactly.
I don't like people that do that either. Like, that's a deal breaker for me.
No, like you on the right stuff, but she want to do smacking her ass and spitting her in her mouth and saying, "Daddy here" and shit.
Nah, what? That's crazy.
You know a lot about her, little.
That's what I'm like,
bro. No, I'm just guesstimating.
Oh my God.
She like what she like. I mean, I know what she like. Tyler with a podcast.
I will not be a victim of the PCC crew.
Look, she got the white toes.
What's wrong with white toes?
My ex used to say white toes get chose, and in my mind, white toes are. I ain't gonna finish it, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, nah, I just think white toes is cute.
You're shady.
It's a pod I gotta be.
I am not gonna be a victim of the Pussy Game crew. Sorry.
You ain't about to be no victim. How you gonna be a victim?
The
she might run into a nigga your age that, you know, that might be your day.
That was a part of the group. Get a phone call. Like, we got one.
I ain't in my 60s.
Didn't even know you was with a member.
And at your age, it'd be creepy now. Like, yeah.
I'm not, like, okay. Yeah, I'm not, I record.
What the
so
fuck?
What's the, okay, so you what's the oldest record. Age you ever dated?
Huh?
Okay. She dated somebody at 90. She
nah,
dated
truthfully.
She, no, listen. She dated that thing from Tales of the Crypt. That shit pop out the coffee.
Okay, so it didn't go as good, but honestly, how was it overall?
My first time.
Just, your part and his part. Just don't like bash him. Just be honest.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, see, look at the voice of reason over there.
Right.
I like it.
And you should have been
somebody gotta have.
So you said don't bash him?
Yeah, I mean, be
man,
honest.
What's my head?
No, I'm just saying, like, overall, like, I mean, rated, like, just.
Yeah. I would probably say a fucking 20 out of 20. I don't know. Because that was my first time talking to somebody who was, like, older than me, and he has a kid. That's what his problem was there. So, like, he got a kid or whatever. And, like, that was my first time ever talking to somebody, you know, like, actually talking to them on that level. Sleeping with the BOE, when I tell you I was in a motherfucking choke, nigga, I used to be stalked crazy, like stalked or go over to this nigga's house every Sunday. I was going
like
off of work to get there. But that was my first time ever being with somebody who was 28, like they way older than me, and I'm just like, wow, like I love this man.
Come on to the third.
Like, I don't know, like I used to just be in that shit there. Choke. Fucking ho, like, swear to God.
No, your ass skipped the 30s and went to the 50s. What the fuck out here?
No, I mean, okay, so.
Y'all dated a nigga pulling up playing the OJs. Doo doo, shoo doo. And nigga had the straw hat tipped to the side. Get the fuck out of here.
Look, I did date a 51 year old. But he
she
was
a
nice guy.
She had a charming
guy.
Personality.
No, genuinely, he was a nice guy. I just.
Y'all don't like nice guys.
Did he act
51?
Yeah. I like nice guys, so, but those over smothering good morning.
Did he
guys,
let his age get in the way? Like, did he like kind of bring it up and stuff like that and like make
no,
it?
No, it wasn't that. It was just he definitely acted his age for sure. He's very mature, all of that. He was a great guy. It was just that he was ready for stuff in his life that I definitely was not ready for. He was asking me, did I want to get married? And then he a Muslim. He tried to get like have
you
me
like
convert.
Me
hell
I
no.
He tried to hit you with that rent job too.
No.
Hey, you the one doing it.
You the one tickle me.
He tried to hit you with the Remy.
I didn't like. I really did like it. It would turn me off. It was just the rushing. Like that's just not like trying to meet my family type shit. And I'm still trying to get to know you. Was kind of weird. Like, that's
well,
weird.
All day.
It's
what
him.
The fuck is you talking about?
I don't know.
No.
That's something that turned me off the most, though. Like, all that Russian shit. Like, once you start to act real aggressive, I start to get nervous.
So you don't like no aggression at all?
So.
No,
see,
I like aggression. I like dominant men, for sure. But when you trying to be aggressive, like, trying to move on to the next
rock out.
In our relationship, and I barely know you. That's weird.
So you got to do it first.
What, like this time rather
like,
than not?
On to the next step. So,
no, you know, I feel like that's a coming together type thing. Like, yeah, I don't feel like that should be a one sided thing. Like, I feel like when both of y'all ready to be in a relationship, that's when it should happen. Because I'm not trying to be with somebody who ain't trying to be with me right now.
Right.
You know, I'll move on. Like, it's not a problem. I'll just go get to know somebody else. That's it.
So, all right. So, question. So, this question for everybody. So, what are y'all flaws?
Oh, I'm so fucking toxic, y'all. I don't make no sense.
Facts.
And my temper is so fucking
I second short. That.
My temper is so short. I don't know why the fuck. I don't know why.
Preach.
I don't have the bad attitude, but I got like a real snappy attitude. Like somebody, a nigga reads wrong.
I know, like damn.
Let's kind
of. Okay.
Yeah, niggas kind of over. But like, say it with your chest.
I did. That's what I did. You know what I'm saying?
Sassy. All right. World. Anyway, all right. Like I was saying, Oh, now you want to put your hands on me. Wow. You
know what? I ain't put my hands on nobody. I ain't been up my hands on nobody. Wow, keep my hands to myself.
Ooh, boy. Anyway, like I said, ooh, sassy ass. Anyway. But I don't know why I just got like a real snappy attitude. I might get that shit from my mama, but still though, like I feel like those are my flaws and I most definitely could work on it because I don't know.
Because hold on, during the last pod, your mom said she liked crazy niggas, so it's hereditary. She said it.
I don't like crazy.
Yeah, y'all like crazy.
Please.
You like borderline.
Just a little crazy. I like a little crazy. I ain't gonna lie. I do like a little crazy, but if you just like out of your fucking mind, I don't know. I can't deal with no nigga like that. I'm a little toxic.
Okay, so have you been with somebody that's born?
Yes.
And what did you do? Did you just stay with him or did you just left him alone after that? Did you figure out he's born?
Okay, I try to be patient with people. So I try to give them the benefit of the doubt. I did date him longer than what I should have because I knew like, okay, this ain't gonna work.
Did you cheat on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you cheated, eh?
I definitely did.
That's why. Is you like crazy?
No. Let's keep it real. Nobody want to be with nobody boring. The fuck.
I'm Ike in a relationship. Please don't play Tina.
I don't know. I'm trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. I was like, maybe he's just nervous or something. I don't know. You ain't as strong as me. But. You know, I was still trying to give you down a chance, and it just still didn't work. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, this nigga's just not it for me.
So did he figure it out, or did you?
He definitely figured it out. He didn't even have to figure it out because I told him.
Damn.
I mean,
and he didn't do shit crazy back to you?
He didn't get a chance to because I broke up with him, so catch me if you can.
Y'all,
it was
just one crazy nigga.
Well, before we go there, we talk about toxic traits. So, what are your toxic traits in relationships?
That I don't like, or
toxic traits about yourself?
Yeah.
You're a Libra. It's kind of get this shit. I'm not drunk.
I ain't gonna lie. I take stuff to heart. I ain't gonna lie.
Something new for you.
I do.
You said you take a lot to heart?
Like words mean a lot to me, and I take it to heart. Like, I harp on that. Like, what you said, I would, like, beat it down your throat. Like, I analyze that shit like a woman. Like, I was raised by a woman, so I got that. So I would beat the words down your throat. Like, you said such.
That's so sassy, though.
Like, I mean, yeah. Like, it yeah, is, but, I mean, is. I'm
you said, man.
No, I don't need to talk to you, bro. It's still 100% man, but that is a woman trait though, whatever like that. But yeah. It's just like, I mean, I take words to heart, whatever like that. So like what you mean is like I hold it to you what you say, whatever like that. I'm trying to get better at it or whatever like that. And I'm like standoffish. Mm-hmm. I get mad, like I won't communicate and I gotta get better at that, whatever like that, because can like burn bridges and like lose ground or whatever like that. Or if you let stuff fester up, or like I can go days without you can do something to piss me off and I won't say that to you for a couple days. And I'm like,
I swear I'm the same.
I know that shit is wrong, and I'm like, I need to say something.
Weird.
And I'm like, I need to control my goddamn mother. Like, yeah, you need to say something and let that shit go. So I'm definitely trying to get better at that.
That's good.
I don't know about that. Because I feel like once you make certain decisions, like, you know the difference between right or wrong. So, like, that's something that I'm working on with myself is trust issues and forgiveness and trying to let go of shit.
Yes.
What about you, Sexy Red?
What'd you tell her?
She already told her.
Wait, what is we talking about?
Throw some more in there. She got some more. She said it. So, all right, for me, I tend to like drill in on, so if somebody say something to me and I catch like any inconsistencies in what you're saying,
I tend to drill in on it. Kind of like what you were saying, but I think I take it to like a worse pattern. Like, I think for me, like in relationships, if somebody tell me something and I catch a lie, I might go over it too much. So I got
crazy ass.
I got better at that, you know what I'm saying? So I made those corrections, but like I catch myself doing it now. So like if I was to get into another relationship or like whatever, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny.
Yes, you continue.
Because you about to get drop kicked out to sea.
Oh, you are just on the violence.
Because that's the only way you like to respond. Violence is your language. So I'm gonna speak your language to you.
Reading and you're yelling and you're doing a lot.
Because that's what you're responding to.
Let's take it down a notch.
No. If I take it down a notch, you won't listen. This you listen to this.
You guys just are fucking this sassy.
Terrible.
So as I was saying,
as I was rudely interrupted.
You
were saying,
thank you.
Go.
Thank you. Okay.
Are we breathing?
One, okay. Two, three. Doing the shit my therapist taught me.
Like, bro.
But no, seriously, I got a lot better. So for me, I got better as far as reaching out and communicating with people, not taking stuff to heart and looking at it from other people's point of view, not just my own. But then respecting my boundaries that I have about stuff and not wavering on that. So if I have certain boundaries, actually standing on that and then just walking away from the person. Just completely walking away from the person. Like, instead of trying to like work on something and this and that, just walk away and just be me. But standing on my boundaries and actually looking at it from other people's like perspectives. Because you can be the good guy in your own story, but in somebody else's story, you're the villain.
I think like I'm the complete opposite, because I stop talking to somebody so fast as soon as I see something I don't like.
But
I feel like that's something that I need to change.
Yeah, I mean, because then you could be, all right, so you can see something you don't like, but you might not realize you might have did something, you know what I'm saying, to that person. To make that person might have feel a certain way.
False. That's not where we're going.
Because
I know I did shit to you.
See, and that's a problem. That's a problem. Everybody,
I know I ain't do shit to you.
Get over it, motherfucker.
The fuck? You up here? Oh, okay. Don't even worry about it. But I'm not one of them type of people that's going to warn you type shit. Yeah. Like, I just straight up stop talking to you.
Like, you done? I thought you was turning up.
Where the fuck I went? All right,
come on.
Or if somebody do, like, say if I find out somebody cheating,
you got working wrong.
And I ask them, and
have
I
you ever found out somebody cheating?
Yes.
So what? Okay. So what have you done?
I'm not cheating.
So I actually caught my ex in a bed having sex with somebody else.
What?
Oh my
god!
When you hear,
please pick your. Is this in your house?
No, we weren't living together.
Okay.
And that was
terrible.
So,
without incriminating yourself.
I ain't gonna lie, like, it was more so like a shock. Like, you ever see something real scary and your body just freeze up?
Yeah, like you can't move.
That's how I felt. Like, I felt like I was, like, I didn't even feel like that shit was real. That's how I heard I was.
So, like, you just, like, you and online, you stayed there. You just.
You stood there and watched it.
You didn't.
I just.
Not to be funny. This is. I'm a visual kind of person. So, was you like, damn, he was stroking me like that? He going deep, like.
First of all.
Please,
we
don't
want to
go there.
Oh,
let's not even bring
him
in.
Please.
Oh, shit.
Please.
That shit was.
He had that turtle. He couldn't get that motherfucker up. He had problems.
Anybody that I
fuck
would never have a problem.
Okay. Oh, so you always get the soldier to stay at attention. I got you.
The fuck?
You know you got the braces. You probably scraped the kiss. All due respect.
Let's not go there.
What? Okay. What are we doing?
Okay.
I'm drinking. Oh, what's going on?
You know.
What's up?
So that's part of the reason why you don't take no bullshit?
I have a low tolerance for people, like, for real. Like,
except for me. She got a high tolerance.
I see him, like, twice a year. Like,
yes, literally twice a year. You inconsistent as that shit is weird. Because you only come by, you show up when you want to, you leave, you pop up when you want to.
Y'all like that about going out there?
Always popping
going
up.
Going out where?
To where he at?
If I go anywhere, it'll never be where this nigga going.
Why not?
The fuck? I don't want to go where he go. I want to go where I want to go.
Damn. You don't go to the, what is it? No, you ain't in Hollywood. San Diego. That's like the perfect weather.
I don't want to go to San Diego. The fuck?
I mean, he was in other places.
No.
So what's your dope?
What's your dream destination you want to go to?
I mean, she want to go to Atlanta? All that shit.
I actually want to go to Morocco, my dream destination, but Atlanta is just for, you know, friends.
What you want to go to Morocco for?
Just to experience it, see what it's like.
I want to go to Bali.
I was just there.
I know.
That's a good
one. But no.
I want to go there.
Experience or Greece.
No. The food was fire. The clubs was cheap. VIP is like $100. You get a bottle, a security guard, a hookah, and a personal cleaning lady.
Shit fire, like.
Straight
fire.
I love Africa. I'm thinking about low-key moving there when I'm done with everything.
Because you'll definitely blend the fuck in.
Whoa, no colors. Y'all are not colors.
I think he light skin over there.
And I promise
you. I'm not light skin.
Do y'all know what he look like?
He meet the requirements.
No trying to, no, what the fuck? No trying to do it, no trying to roast you.
He meet the requirement. You can't even see this nigga tattoo.
bro, when did you take
you see my shirt? Tattoos?
It's almost faded into your complexion.
When you should get some color? You got tattoos?
What color gonna show on your chest?
Huh? I got a little bit.
Oh, okay. What is
the title
right now?
Not too
much. Y'all talk about y'all being colorists. Go ahead and finish.
Colorist is crazy.
For one, I love being dark. I wish I was darker.
You got your mama
name? No.
That's fine.
I have no problem being dark. As long as I'm slanging and banging, I'm good.
What? Oh, yeah, I forgot. You
asked
for
a
PGC.
Right.
So we have four main members. You was an offshoot member. Keen was an offshoot member. We had our four core members. Right, so we had a different girls, and we used to have to try to pick guys to match with the girls. Like, we used to be like, all right, so we had the four main members, and it was like, all right, who can we bring for this? Like, Raphael back in the day, he's like, take a shirt off. Like, we need to take a shirt off, nigga. Like, big light skinned nigga. Bow bow. Raph gonna be there, he's gonna bring him in, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna have like a charismatic, crazy, funny dude. Like, boom, I'm there, you know what I'm saying? Or we got that smooth Devin there.
Get somebody else to do it.
Nah, it worked. Hey, we got the smooth debonair nigga. Like, we have our nigga Q pop up. But we used to put mad guys to certain girls.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. So I told the story on the pod, right? So one day, right? Fuck y'all. So one day we had the MySpace, right? So the MySpace, and we had a mission set up. So I hit my man Zone up on MySpace. I'm like, yo, we got these girls in the basement. We about to get it popping right now. All right, so we got girls in the basement. Like, we about to get it. So look, we got girls in the basement.
Switch it up, nigga.
No, look, we got these girls in the basement, right?
So I get down there, and they left me like the baddest chick, right? I'm like, oh, my nigga's looking out, right? So everybody doing their thing or whatever, right? I seen that's the old girl. I'm like, yo, so what's up? She like, what are you doing, mister? I'm like, oh my God. Like, that's why y'all left me. She's like, so then I'm like, all right, I waited a minute. I sat there. And I'm like, I try to reach back over. She's like, sir. I'm like, oh my God. How old do you think I am?
I I can tell my story. I was going back to school. Marcus had just came in. I think it was my first year, whatever like that. I think it was like 4th of July. It was me, him, and King. This nigga, you want me to say this what? Nigga was like, yo, walk in the house and pick who y'all want. I was like, what? I was like, hey nigga, I ain't gonna say it again. Walk up in the house. I was like, what? I was like, all right, walk up in the house. This the girl's in there and he laid. No, it wasn't like that, whatever like that. That was just like, if you was there, like, it wasn't no girls there, but it was just like, they had to pop in or whatever like that. Like, he had experience. He just was like, hey, of course, girls like, hey, oh, why don't you? Like, it was just like, yeah, but it was good, though. Good time. Like, I think it was like from 18 to like, 20.
That's so like that's back when I used to hang out with that chick who stripped. I ain't gonna say her name, but she retired and came back.
Yeah, I know.
So we went over to her house and she brought her stripper friends over.
Yeah, I know. And you told her to walk up in the house.
Yeah, walk in the house. Chick. I said, yeah. So and then I brought that giant ass bottle of Grey Goose.
Yeah.
And then so we drank it. Her friend was ghetto as hell. She said, nigga, I brought that big bottle of Goose. We gotta drink all So I'm sitting there like, don't let her drink. Because the one girl got too drunk, was on Raphael Soldier talking about her ex-boyfriend. Like, I miss this nigga. I'm like, uh-oh. So I take old girl, I go to my car, I'm banging her in the back seat. And then King come down with his girl, but I'm already like naked with my shirt. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a shirt like this. And you going in, like, you know, and we connect the eyes and you like, you maybe. I'm already in the Jeep, nigga. Like, I'm already in here.
His girl threw up.
Oh, yeah. And then his girl threw up. And then I looked at y'all like, why y'all feel the mission? And I look, I'm like, I should have called different members tonight. But no, but like, we're not like, we had fun, though.
Like you.
No, but like you did what you had to do, but I see old girl drinking too much. I looked at you like, I don't think you connect the eyes with me. I was like, yo, tell her to stop drinking. Because she was trying to drink that whole bottle. Damn. And then she, you know what I'm saying? Like, old girl, she was like, I want to drink the whole bottle. I'm like, no, just let her get buzz and loose and we can.
Shit. I think everybody had it too much.
You know what they said? They said guys that try to get girls high and drunk before they fuck get rapists by.
Hell yeah.
No. Like, we went out.
That, whoa.
No, I don't think so. But it wasn't that situation, though. But I feel you. But it wasn't that situation.
Let me out here.
I mean, y'all are drinking like, now. Like, no.
Yeah, no.
Okay, a little too much?
All right. Yeah.
Too
you
much.
Like a message.
Right, like, hold on. Message? No. All right,
y'all. I'm going to fuck with y'all later, man.
Y'all fuck you out of there, dog. I swear to God.
I got some tension going on.
But, yeah. Nah, I was fucking around. It's not like we knew what we was there for. They knew what they was there for. It's kind of like, come on, we all sitting there, we all in our relaxed clothes, we drinking at 1 a.m. Come on, like what else are we gonna do? We gonna sit here and talk about like our hopes and dreams? Oh, we, yes. No, you know what I'm saying? Sliding and riding, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
That's shit. We can talk on the phone then. I ain't had to bring up Grey Goose already. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Boom, conversation on the phone. You know, back in the day, right, I used to be on a little hotlines. We can hotline it up. You know what I'm saying? Lava links, all that shit. You know, red hot dateline and
shit.
I used
to see that commercial before.
I used to be on them bitches.
Oh, live, you horny freaky fuck.
Horny man.
Why
are
you all fucking lying? You horny freaky shit just the air
as well. Me and Robbie had the bunk bed.
Hold on, don't bring me your
fucking.
Tell your story by yourself.
Me
Me and Robbie on the bump beds, right? He was in the room.
So I ain't no horny freak.
No, no, he was with me. He was with me, so we had the bump beds, right?
I wasn't there, nigga.
No, he was with me. So I had the bump beds. So I'm playing B98.7, the smooth jazz and shit. And Robbie in the background, he'd be like, yeah, what up, baby? I had a lot of girls like, yeah, friendly, I'm on my way. I had a girl, she was like, oh my God, you're so mature. She was talking about her ex, and like, oh, you a good guy. I'm like, yeah, I'm like 10, 15. Like,
what the fuck?
I'm just telling her, like, yeah, I pull up right now. I said, oh, here's my address. I'm like, writing it down, I'm on my way. Oh, yeah. Your free trial is up. Oh, I gotta get off, but I'm on my way right now. Please, I'm in the bed. I get there, like, whoop.
Nigga, that's it. Tommy would have been a 6-year-old man waiting for your ass. Live linking up with fucking strangers.
No, it's a chick. But like, it was mostly like you know, like, so it's like, it was a lot of big girls on there. So I met a big girl off the hotline.
It's about the mob to the live
girl. But no, it's about the war. I had to judge on the voices. I'd be like, hey, I'm like, I don't know if I like the voice. That's back in the day, you have to get the voices down. People ain't getting the voices down. No, you gotta get people ain't getting the voices down no more.
Dog, the live link.
Y'all texting this shit. Y'all be texting emojis and motherfuckers.
That shit used to come home when I was going to school.
Right?
Nigga,
hey, look, why you going to school? I'm on that bitch. Hey,
bro,
what's up? How you doing? 5:30
in the morning, nigga. Why you going?
It's 5 in the morning.
Why you going to live link?
I'm on the hotline. Phone sex with you.
Like, bro.
That's why my phone says game so tough.
You're like, it's 5 in the morning.
My phone,
literally.
I got the toughest phone says game. Your phone says game probably trash. I'll be on that.
Duh, live links, bro. Phone sex.
See?
Who the fuck still do that?
If you got a long distance relationship.
Who the fuck doing that? I'm not doing no long distance shit.
Oh, so you cheating?
I'm not about to get myself in no long distance relationship, period.
So let's say you dating a man, let's say your man a trucker. We talk about trucking. He out there trucking. He call you like, yeah, baby, bust it up and grab that rose and would you do it?
No, that's different.
What you mean? Phone sex.
But no, phone sex now is FaceTime.
Yeah.
I mean you FaceTime.
You on a regular call. Same. You on a regular call.
You ain't no pay call. This bitch.
Like, nigga, same FaceTime. Thing, pretty
right? So pretty much you'll do it though.
If it's FaceTime, I'm not about to be on the talking regular on the phone.
Let's see. I'm like, yo, point the phone at your pussy and play with it.
Like, all time niggas at Trader Joe's like, yeah, play with it. Hey, bitch, grocery shop. But this shit weird.
I'm looking at Birkenstocks, playing that pussy like. Yeah.
But it's different on FaceTime than it is the regular phone.
It is different. How's it different?
Was literally talking on the phone.
Yeah. That's why y'all phone game trash. That's why I can't talk on the phone. Not. That's why y'all attention span is so short.
No.
Short than a motherfucker.
It's short because
see, boom.
No, it's just
squirrel. You know what I'm saying?
What if the conversation is boring and I don't want to hear that shit?
All right, so cool. And look, this is the perfect reasoning why I say what I just said. When the last time you listened to a whole CD all the way through?
A CD, nigga.
I'm just saying, not a CD, but like an album.
Oh, thanks. Raymond versus Raymond. Usher.
When did that come out?
Like 2006.
Exactly. You know what you mean? Like, so your attention span ain't. When a whole album come out, you just, oh, I like number 7. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, so my attention span is short because I don't listen to new music?
I'm just saying, I just use that as an example.
That's not a good example.
It is an example.
It's not a good one.
I'm drunk. Yeah. It's the best example I got right now. What would you want from me?
You said
I'm about to hit you
album.
My Tyrese. What do
the
you
last
want
whole
from
album
me?
You listen to? Huh? What was the last whole album you listened to?
It's a neo soul album. It's Xavier Omar.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You thought I didn't know.
I mean, hey, I can love you with my eyes closed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
okay,
hey,
you know,
I'm learning.
Y'all gonna put me on something.
Yeah, yeah, his music is dope.
I'm gonna go see him live and he came to San Diego. I was in the front. I was like, I can love you with my eyes closed. I was just,
that's dope. Coming to
Detroit,
though.
He was cool, though. He sat in between sets to talk about the songs. Tell me about your dreams. Tell me everything.
And he can sing. Yeah. Like, he can sing for real.
and that song Speculate, you need to speak to me better. Talk to me like I'm worth a damn. You know what I'm saying? You gotta sing to him, like, and let him know. You should be treating me better. You gotta point to him and shit.
You must not know. That's the vibe.
That shit old. You know what I'm saying? But no, he dope. But see, that's why you need to come out to Cali. That's where the comedy out there, the artists be out there. I'm out there. Y'all come out there for a weekend. The ticket's cheap. If you book your ticket within like a month or two before.
Yeah. I want to go.
Ice the Mouse out there.
I want to go to the Catalina Wine Mixer. Woo.
It's wineries out there. You go to a winery. They got. You can sit out there. You can see the grapes and stuff. They got like so they bring the flights.
Kind of sewer,
the sale.
I like wine.
See, I take you to a winery. See, look.
So you been one here?
Hey, look.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
One here in Frankenmuth.
When it get cold, you like, you know, it's December. I need a break.
Michigan made wine.
Yes, it was all Michigan made. It's really nice.
Come out there. Come out there like November, December. Come
I've
out
been
there.
To, I've been to a whiskey.
It'd be like it'd be like it'd be 80, like it'd be 80, 70 out there.
I went to a whiskey tasting and a bourbon tasting.
You come through? What's your birthday suit? How long did you stay? But how many shots did you take?
Whew.
I was ready to say like.
I tried.
You know she a rookie. She can't take too many shots.
I tried at least like 12 different bourbons. I like scotch too, but scotch is that shit expensive and that shit just harsh.
What's a good whiskey?
See, I don't drink whiskey like that because whiskey make your dick soft. So, if I ain't fucking, I drink whiskey.
That's probably why it's a lot of white men drinking.
No, whiskey dick is a real thing. So, I'm not drinking that Jack Daniels. Like, if I ain't fucking, I'm just going out to have a good time. I'm going to have a Jack and Coke in my hand. That's what you don't want. He ain't getting no pussy tonight. Well, I jacked off before I went out. I'm good to go. You know what I'm saying? Well, this is real shit. I jack off before a date. So I have a clear mind. Girl be like, oh my God, he's so calm, he's so respectful.
Oh, Tommy, I did nothing to your Instagram picture.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I personally don't like niggas who take too long to come. Like, I don't like dudes that take too long to come.
Yeah, that shit kind
of fuck around me, you gonna be like, God damn. All right, later, I'm still struggling.
You have to just give me some head at this point.
So if you tell somebody to stop, you did it?
Yes, I did it before.
And
they did it? Yes.
I ain't gonna lie. All right. Okay. So look.
We so dumb. Yeah.
All right, so check it out. Chill out. So like, what's the weird kinky fetish that you got that might be weird that you like?
Anal.
That ain't weird. That's regular.
I don't know. That's just something that I like.
Okay, I'm gonna say mine.
Most girls don't like it. I only did it with
what she like.
Like one time.
No, I'm talking about you. Your fetish. Like, what would you like in a bedroom for a girl to do?
Shit, tongue bath.
You said tongue bath?
Yeah.
What is that?
Let me lick you up and now. Did you say stop?
And that song is playing, sir. Right there. Yes.
You
don't want to know. You gotta take your time.
So this is what I like. I like a girl to sit on my face. Like, while you jacking my dick and sucking it, like, smother me a little
that's
bit.
That's a lot.
You want to send somebody to work?
No, like, what you mean? Yeah, work.
That's his work.
Work, yeah.
It's a workout.
You mean I'm on top of you, like, in a push-up position. Boom. Muscles are glistening and sweating.
Right.
And I'm just plowing. Like, that's work, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting in work.
Because if you had a fat, heavy dude, you can't do none of that.
So if I got a girl sitting in my face like a big ass, like fat ass, and the pussy just sitting there, and I'll pull it down.
That's the funniest thing ever, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, you ain't never had a white pig y'all
life. I ain't gonna lie. See? You don't look like you did 28.
You know,
I was about to say something.
Like, all right. I'm that guy.
I ain't gonna lie, I did that before. I can't fuck with nobody that don't know how to give head. I just can't do it.
I'm gonna have her.
Have you ever talked to somebody?
Who can't give head?
Yeah, because you said you're patient. So have you ever liked somebody that much where they don't do it?
The only time where I'm not patient is after sex. Like if the sex is like, it instantly makes me not want to talk to you.
You actually love your life.
Like, so guys that give you whack head and you ain't give them no other shot at them.
No, like it was just really, that wasn't it for me. Because why you can't give head? That's crazy.
Damn.
And I don't feel like, and I fuck with older niggas, so why am I training you? You had like the dick can be real good.
Okay,
and
we can work on
if you got good dick and good head, and your personality kind of toxic, I can deal with you a little bit.
We ain't got to be around nobody.
No, hold on. Now, look, I can't believe you disrespected me and said I don't know how to eat. I fuck some pussy up. Don't you dare disrespect me.
I ain't gonna lie. You just give like.
I give butt vibes.
Like mailman.
What you mean? So y'all think about it. Like I'm from Detroit. I left Detroit. I'm moving so many different circles. So of course I'm a change. So I'm not the average Detroit nigga. I know that. So I might not be, but then y'all think about it. I've been everywhere. So my palate and the things I do is probably slightly above the average nigga you might run into. I done fuck bitches all over the world. Ladies, correction. So, been in Japan, been in Belize.
You know, I'm just saying. It's weird.
I'm just saying, but basically,
watch Japanese porn. Huh? Why are you watching? Maybe it's so.
You what? See, you watch Japanese porn. I lived it. You watch it. I done it.
No.
Oh
my God.
Look, you watch TV. I'm on the TV. You know what I'm saying?
I've never seen you on that motherfucker.
Why are you
look,
on the
I'll pull PG right now. Exactly. Like she don't know. PG thought, no, seriously though. Like, no, like my tongue game is immaculate. Hi girls, come on. Like that.
If you say so. Niggas don't know how to make a woman come.
I do. You know what? Right. You know what? I think right. I so look, look.
Women literally be faking.
So look, check it out. I'm gonna tell you how I learned, right? And this you can take this story for however you want to take it, right? So I was 22 and I thought I was the hottest shit smoking. Like I thought my dick game, I thought my tongue game was on point, right? Ran into this lesbian chick. I ain't gonna say her name, right? Lesbian chick I was cool with while we was talking shit, and then she was like, hey yo, come through, right? So I went to her crib and she was like, what's up? So she had two of her homegirls in the bed. She's like, fuck me. So I ate her pussy and fucked her. She didn't make a sound.
Damn.
Right? I'm being real. Right. So I'm meeting her and I fucked her, right? She didn't make a sound. Right? Then later on, she told me, like, she basically put me on game. She told me what I did wrong. She told me she invited me back over with all her homegirls. And then she got me together.
What?
I was a young nigga. I didn't know what I was doing.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well,
I was freestyling.
She was a lesbian, so that's different.
Like, so basically what I'm saying is I went through the school with me and pussy, and now that happened when I was like 20, 22, now I'm 34. My shit's immaculate now. I'm all on that click. I'm sucking that motherfucker.
I think my shit's straight, but I done had the scariest shit. Like, this is a couple years ago, a woman I was dating. I'm thinking I'm hot shit too, about same fantasy, about to get two women. And my girl at the time said the realest shit to me, like, I don't know if I want to do this because she used to date women. She was like, she eat my pussy right. I'm going to stop fucking with you and fuck with her.
Damn.
And that shit fucked my ego up. I was like, yo, I don't think I want to do that shit. I don't think I want to. Because I'm like, a female know how to pleasure another female. I'm like, I don't think I want to open that door. I don't think I want to. Like, my ego can't handle that. And she told me from the jump, like, nigga, if she do it good, I'm going to fuck with her and stop fucking with you. She told me from the jump, I was like, I don't want to do that shit.
And so, like, I think I'm the most farther advanced guy in this room. I messed with a chick. We went to, like, a sex party.
I've been to a sex party before.
I have
not. We went to a sex party in San Francisco. It was like a fuck party. Like, everybody's... We went in there. It was one chick. She had guys on chains, right? So I was with my girl at the time.
She go to the bathroom. This girl walk in. She had dudes on chains. Like, they had puppy masks on. And she was walking them. And she walked up to me. Like, I had my, like, I was in my, I had my shorts. I had my shirt off. And she walked. She was like, damn. You want to be one of my dogs? Like, oh, hey, what the f*** is going to be? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, hell no. She's like, all right. It's good over here. And then, so somebody, another female came with a bowl. She's like, lick. And the dude started licking the bowl. Freaky stuff. They had sex rings. You go down, they had a dungeon. They had sex shows. No, like,
nothing is sexy about you.
We went to that, like, for Halloween. They had different sections. But, like, you know what I'm saying? So, and the girl I was with, she was all hype about it. But every time we started getting into it, it's like people just want to see two black people go at it. They're like,
yeah.
I mean, who don't like black? Everybody like black.
But, no, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, I've been in there. I've seen that crazy shit I did. We ended up not doing nothing that night. We just kind of just watched other people and was like, oh, these motherfuckers, wow. We went back to her crib.
That was like some dominatrix type shit.
It was a cool ass black couple in there. dude had this chain on his wife's neck that said slut, and he wanted to trade girls. Yeah. And he gave me one. I put it on old girl's neck and shit. Took that back to the crib. But, you know, like for me, I like paddling. I got ropes. You know what I'm saying? I break the toys out of my girl. You know, drill it down.
Oh, you like bondage.
Yeah, I do all that. I'm different. I'm him.
See, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
"Him at least."
Bondage is a little interesting.
Yeah, tie you up with the paddles.
So you went into the handcuffs.
The shock therapy, you went into that. Try to get shocked a little bit. Yeah. Like,
bondage is like.
So, do you trust somebody enough to let them do that to you?
No. But I do like watching it, but I would never let nobody talk to me. I don't be trusting people.
Not me, goddamn.
Because, you know, like when they be whipping each other, they be having them tied down and stuff. I don't know. That's like, somebody might be mad at me. That's a filth of anger.
Cause this is one guy, like, he was real into that, and I was still young, and I was never like really into that. He was like, "Let me put this ball over your mouth," and I was like, "Okay." And then I started. I was like, "Take this off."
He was like, "Get out." I was like, "All right, that's cool." Cause nigga, I did not know what to do. I was just like, I was literally choking.
No, for me, like. You know, like for me, choking is regular, spitting the girl's mouth is regular, pulling hair is regular, spanking is regular, you know, putting a thumb in the girl's ass while you hit it from the back is regular, you know, putting your foot on her neck while you're drilling down is regular.
Spitting in somebody's mouth is wicked. I'm into that.
Yeah. I peed on a girl before.
Whoa, R. Kelly. That's wild.
She wanted it.
No, that's your human
waste. I can't
kiss you after work.
She was like, she was in the shower. It's so funny. Like, I was about to pee on her. I ain't gonna lie. I was about to back out. And she was like, "Oh, you scared?" I'm like, "Oh, I just let that shit go. Let it rip." Like,
and you know they got videos with like girls actually drinking their pee.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah, think about it. So look,
do that. She'd be like,
"Let me tell you one thing I learned."
Video,
look. Check out. Y'all say y'all won't, but if y'all got the right nigga, y'all will.
No, we won't.
Y'all will.
Nigga,
what
you reaching? Cum is different. Even though I know cum got a little bit of pee in it, but still, cum is. It's different. Like, nah, I eat that shit. Nah,
what you mean? We all girls squirting this damn near piss?
I mean, it got to be in it.
Get the fuck out of here.
It got to be in it.
Squirting it and just blatantly pissing on me? Oh, hell no.
Especially if you can.
But just blatantly pissing on somebody is just insane. That's a turnoff. Hell no, I don't want your... I don't want your human.
What?
That's your human.
Hold on, this is what I'm gonna do.
You good?
and then not only that, like niggas come like fucking Jolly Ranchers.
So what's the weirdest? Okay, water. So what's the weirdest thing a dude tried to do and you stopped him? You was like, "Nah, I ain't with that shit."
You cannot stick it in my ass.
So you ain't
she like Adam.
All right, so you ain't never.
Ain't your favorite thing, huh? How did you get into it?
It hurt, didn't it? You like, ooh, keep going.
It hurt. It hurt and feel good at the same time.
Bro, this shit.
Yo, you like the pain. Exactly. See? So you try to get tied up and get hit with a little electric prompt.
No. No.
See, I know now. I know that ain't do nothing for me, but the pleasure of the woman I was doing it with. But I remember when it was like, man, that shit is gay, whatever, like that. Like, man, what? And I'm like, if you with your woman, but it's not, but yeah. I'm like, it was just the pleasure of her doing it, but it didn't do nothing for me, though.
What, anal?
Yeah. It was just like, I mean, pussy, of course, feel better, but anal, it's just like the pleasure of her making the noise, but of course, don't let me.
I fuck girl in her ass. But, like, most girls say, like, my dick too big. Like, they don't even want it.
I mean, they got to sit out.
But then I had one girl, she wanted me to force her, so I just held it down and made her take it. But
move.
No, wait, no, she wanted that, though. Like, let me. I'm going to post this. I ain't going to edit this part out. She wanted it. So
y'all need to make this clear.
She enjoyed it.
He said, everybody shut the fuck up.
Hey, look. She wanted it. Hey, fuck it. Bill, look. Bill, my Rick Ross shit. Put a molly in the drink. She didn't even know it. I'm sorry. Don't cancel me. I'm joking.
I don't even know these niggas, man.
Oh, shit.
I walked
through. Oh, really? Damn, look at you pouring that wine up.
So, what's your favorite wine?
I like, it's this one Michigan-made wine. It's Honey Peach. It's really good. I had it in a wine tasting. It was a wine tasting on the boat. They give you, like, Michigan-made wine and chocolates.
Damn.
Yeah. It was real nice.
Y'all was on the river?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we was on the river on the boat. And it was a whole chocolate and wine tasting.
Damn.
Yeah.
That shit is dope. See, that type of shit, I be doing shit like
that. I'm into stuff like that. Like, I like doing stuff like that. I like going to bourbon tastings. And I love live entertainment.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, me too. Yeah.
I like poetry nights and stuff.
Yeah, comedy like night. Like or, that. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
You do poems? Let me hear something.
Not a poem.
Nah.
Let me hear something.
For real.
You poetry?
For real, do something.
Yeah.
Not do something.
I mean, you do poetry because in your head, you do it. You got something. You can spit a couple bars. You can.
Nah.
In your head. Go ahead.
I like poetry, but, like, I don't do poetry. But that shit fired. Like,
can you do it?
No.
You haven't
tried. Okay, this has been real
motivational,
Dad.
All right. Oh, you know what? So they
you can do it. All right.
So.
Yay, Sydney.
All right. So I'm going to jump back to fetishes, right? So weird fetish of mine. And y'all can say y'all's. I'll say mine. So, when I was in middle school, I used to love girls with braces. So, I told y'all, like, y'all know y'all.
But they didn't have the regular braces. They had the whole
No, regular braces. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn.
Braces?
Y'all know
braces?
1980s?
When I was in middle school, like, braces used to get my dick hard. I don't know why. I talked about it on my fetish podcast. Bro. Braces used to get me revved up. I don't know why.
She hate Marcus.
Okay, so I got a
question. I'm like, damn, you working on yourself. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I'm charged up. So, why is it that guys like to talk to females
with braces
that be looking crazy? Like,
yeah, because you like crazy looking sometimes.
Why though? Like, y'all be
I'm
like
talking about like hair, like hair pinned like, up. Like, no,
I mean,
makeup.
You can. That's the best look. You come out the house in jogger pants, hair messed up with a shirt on, and that ass is looking juicy. Like, niggas is on it. Like, that's some of the best look.
I feel like that's the when the most.
That's
time
some of the best look because you don't have makeup on. You just getting out the house, so that's you in your natural state, whatever like that. Especially if you got that's probably what I got on, and you be like, damn, like he makes you say, damn, you be like, fuck, like shit, like at least in my opinion. Mm.
What do you like?
Oh, God. Illuminati shit going on over there.
What?
Share with the glass.
Oh, what's in here? Yeah, you need to speak to my jaw pieces.
What you got a little dick appointment at this?
I tell you a joke.
That's crazy.
All day long, but I never tell you.
You're responding to the message?
I am.
Responsible or not? Read it on air.
No.
I'll meet you on East Jeff at the spot. You know where to go. Hey,
and
Joe.
Then he definitely not even East Side nigga, so don't even try to do it. You can stay away.
You know you like the nigga when you put a heart. You didn't put the nigga name. Your heart. You love him.
Weren't you just looking for love on air last night?
What's the what?
Weren't you just looking for love on air?
Yeah, I don't. Also, you found
I don't love him.
So you got the heart there.
I don't even like. Why y'all fucking this?
I found love in a.
You know what I'm saying? Help this play
that. Not, I don't love him. He's a very nice guy, but I don't love him. I don't
look
into nice guy.
Oh, okay. He's a nice guy.
He's real respectful. He's consistent. He has good communication. Oh. He's on time. He does things in a timely manner.
With your shitty communication. He's good communication.
He's not argumentative. Unlike some people I know, he likes security. And you know, a whole bunch of other stuff. And oh, last thing, he lives here. So yeah, that's it. That's all. So I like him.
That's what's up. You man, I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
I
love that for me.
I love it for you too.
Mm-hmm. High five. No, just.
I was doing hand hug.
Hand hug? Yeah. Sassy ass shit. Girl, let's hand hug after this.
It's not so sassy. Sassy. It's not sassy. It's probably sassy here. It ain't sassy nowhere else. It's
sassy.
Nah, not sassy.
Okay. Y'all know a lot about each other.
I don't know nothing about her.
I don't know. I don't even know this name.
I don't know her like that. I mean, I was born. I raised y'all, kind of.
Kind of, sort of. And whole time was going to go absolutely to PGC not. After you.
To me, I was babysitting y'all. Babysitting y'all during the day. PGC at night.
You didn't say nothing to us until now.
What you mean? I just talked the whole time. Y'all were little kids. I just shared my candy with y'all.
You never used to talk to us, though. Like, you.
I just talked to y'all all the time.
Like, no, we just be blatant insults.
Y'all sitting there with the like, snotty noses. I used to talk to y'all all the time. Y'all don't remember because y'all was kids.
Like, huh? Like, I'm like,
maybe not. Because I don't remember.
Exactly. I remember
having a conversation with you, but not you.
Yeah, I don't remember talking to you like
at all.
That's crazy. So now y'all didn't talk
to me. I remember you used to be so scrawny. I'm like, man, this nigga ass fucking Dang. These was built like fucking diamonds.
So actually, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Soldier Boy for sure.
Here you go. I was
you
solid in school.
Like Soldier Boy.
I was solid in school. Nobody's fucking me up. Like shit. Like me and my niggas squatted up. Like we went to the school on the east side. Like,
yeah, PGC Charge Transformers.
No shit, man. All my west side niggas, like shit. We squatted up.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Shit, bro. You already know, right? When Eric got into that shit, niggas was trying to run at you. Niggas was like, yo, that's Marcus, brother. Don't run up on that nigga. Mm. And then old boy got mad because Eric was talking to old boy's girlfriend. He's like, I don't give a fuck who brother he is. And then that's when niggas came to me like, yo, they trying to come at your brother. And then that's why I hit my boys up like, all right, we got to fight these project niggas. Like the research niggas. Like niggas for research. Remember we was at the bus stop and niggas squatted up. Niggas ran up. There's like 20 niggas, and then niggas thought I had a gun on me or something because they ran up and I stood there. I didn't run. And then they.
What school did y'all niggas go?
We're right. So niggas was running up, but the fact that I didn't run, they stopped. It's like, all right, it's all of us. Why is nigga not running? I just had my hand in my pocket. I was like, come on.
Man, that school life in the 90s was a fucking...
It wasn't in the 90s. Don't come like that.
No, because they were watching us.
But no,
that
so basically...
was in the 90s.
No.
I think it was out of school when y'all was fucking...
No, so basically, you know what I'm saying? For me, I did... So, like, for me, like, I cultivated my image and shit. Because you got to think about it. Like, you growing up in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, niggas running around X, Y, and Z. But... You know, at first, I ain't gonna lie, growing up, like, niggas are scared. Like, I'm gonna keep it up. You know what I'm saying? It's scary out there. But then I got to the point to where I wanna be the niggas, like, I wanna be one of the niggas scared of. Even now, like, I got a nice, calm demeanor, but I snap on a nigga. Like, shit. You remember last time we was here, we was outside a strip club, and I hopped out the whip, and Ralph was like, oh, why you all rah, rah, rah? I had to calm down. I softened my shit, but
we can tell.
I'll piss the whip a nigga in a minute.
What? We can definitely tell.
I don't give a fuck. Like, my thing is, you ain't about to disrespect me.
I can't say that.
You ain't about to disrespect me or nobody that I'm with. Like, I'll go there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll blow a nigga's head off and stand over that nigga and piss on his body. I don't give a fuck.
Go to therapy. This shit gets
sound like you did it before.
Right, because, like, no, I was like,
well, you know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Cause this shit.
Where your topic at?
I'm saying, my bad.
How do y'all feel about long distance relationships?
Well, I mean, we know how you feel about them. You over here tasting your heart. Oh, fucking Care Bear in this bitch.
I don't even believe in that shit. I think that shit is fake.
So I personally feel, so as a guy who, like, who been in one.
Yeah.
Hey, that nigga said, yeah. I've been in one. My ex, one of my exes was in Japan. I was here. We communicate all the time. I feel like it can work if you're working towards something. So we both was working towards something, ended up working to get the crib, blah, blah, blah. Ended up not working out after that. But if you got two people locked in and y'all building something and somebody got to be away, it's constant communication and trust. But any relationship, you got to have trust. Like, when she said, I'm going to hang out with such and such, I trusted that. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only relationship, like, you know what, I got, you know what, let me clarify, I'm a little drunk. I got exes who listen to my podcast. Yeah. Like, I trust in all my relationships.
Y'all tap in. I
want to
hear from y'all.
I trusted in all my relationships, but with that one,
trying to stop
by. With that particular relationship, like, I put my all into it. Like my whole being into it. I put my all in all relationships, but
why?
With that one. But see, that's where it burnt out. The minute I give a girl my all, that's when it's like trash. Cause girls don't want a nigga's all. Like when I'm an asshole or like when I'm partial in a relationship to a chick, they love it. It's crazy. When I give a girl half ass or half energy, fine. The minute I give a girl my all, she's gone.
Can I have some more water?
So you saying that you get okay?
Because girls flip it. I don't want to be on a pedestal. I'm not perfect. I fuck up. All that bullshit.
Shit, I know.
But we do, though.
Everybody fuck up, but I'm just saying, they find a way to find some fucking excuse, too. Everybody fuck up. My thing is, if you honest with me, and we dating, you honest, and I don't want to have you have a secret with somebody else that you can't have with me.
I think maybe it's just because maybe sometimes it could be hard to talk to you knowing that you climbed down her neck so fast. She probably pulling her back from being more comfortable with you.
Definitely.
Because if you always addressing every problem.
Every fucking thing, like, bro.
And climbing down their neck so fast, how you expecting them to react?
Nigga, you my nigga or my dad, bro. Pick which one you want.
Cause you such a, you just ready to jump on the motherfucker so fast.
So bad.
You gotta learn how to calm down, and you gotta learn how to before you ask a question or address something. You gotta learn how to think on it sometimes.
You right.
Before you even say anything, I think that's where I could, like, I'm really like that. Like, if I find out some shit, I go through a nigga phone, find him talking to all these bitches. I'd be like, okay,
don't
say a word.
Do you do that?
I do it a lot. I'd be like, oh.
So have you been with a relationship with the
lady? Yeah. But they never knew. Mm. I mean, they might know if they listen to this shit.
I ain't never cheated.
I went through.
Shit.
I went through, like, I know shit about all. I know shit about all of my.
You wear your scarlet letter on your chest.
That they don't even know that I know.
Of course you would think.
Like, even my baby daddy.
Trust.
You just kept that shit to yourself.
I just was like,
mental note,
and that right there just shows me. And I look at the dates too, because I need to know when you did this. Because if you did it while we was together, it's for sure gonna be like, oh, okay. And I ain't gonna say nothing. You'll never know what comes
behind
that.
Damn, that is so sinister.
But you would never
let me know when it's coming.
No. You know why? Because you made that decision.
No, I look, he can't
this
look
is
it
what
over
you wanted to do.
Was like,
you wanted to do this. This was the decision that you made. So you should understand what comes behind that after you make that decision.
Yeah.
So make sure that you stand on everything that you do.
Like, that's...
Cause I'm not gonna say a word. You would never ever know that I know. Ever. Mm.
You know what? So my homeboy. So all right.
I treat you the same way.
Y'all let me know if this is true or not. So
that's
so I got a homeboy.
I got a homeboy named Fonz. Like he did my podcast, right? He a light skinned nigga. He told me, he was like, "You dark skinned niggas, I'll be just wilding out on females. Light skinned, we don't care, bro. Like, we find a girl cheap, we said, cool. You gotta address it. Like, hey, bitch. Like, bro, just whatever, bro. She fuck up, just make your moves after. Like, if she do this, she don't answer your phone calls the minute you out doing you.
But you're not like that, though.
I know, I'm a rah-rah.
Yeah, you're not like that.
But I'm getting better. So I'm getting to the point now, it's like, I'm not taking everything personal, like a personal attack on me. I'm just stepping back. I'm breathing. I'm doing my breathing exercises. And I'm being good. So when I eventually do get into another relationship, if ever, you know what I'm saying? Whenever, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm number three. One, two, three, four, five. So eventually, number four.
Damn.
No, yes, sir. Eventually, number four, I am number four. Eventually, when I do get there, you know what I'm saying, I can be fully there, you know what I'm saying, and go full throttle with that.
I'm trying to work on the same thing, low key.
Are you working on it with heart?
And that's
sexy.
Yeah, but that's like me. Like,
are you working on with the dude that's sexy right now?
I done woke up to some like. Nigga, we need to talk.
I ain't trying to be cute. What the fuck happened? But
that's something that I never get. I never did address every situation that I see off rip, because that's what give people they quick to lie. They'll lie to you about that situation real quick, and you're gonna be like, okay, you gonna have your little doubts, but you just gonna brush it off. No, I'ma find out for myself.
So you never gave nobody opportunity to say anything. Like, you always kept everything.
I always kept everything to myself. You know what you did. I don't need to ask you, because all you gonna do is lie. You gonna lie anyway. So why do I need to ask you? I'ma find out for myself. I'm gonna give you some time too, because I don't want to overthink it. Be like,
I'm pretty sure she was.
Oh, this nigga just blatantly cheated. He could have just been like, oh, she was nice. I don't have a problem with a nigga flirting.
I'm a stay at home girl.
That's the real world.
Right.
You're gonna find other people attractive. You're gonna find other people attractive, and that is okay. But if I see, like, you full-blown cheating, meeting up with this person, y'all...
Right, now that's... Right, now...
Yeah,
I won't
say a word.
Like, nah, like, me personally, if I, like, I don't cheat because I'm not a cheater, but if I catch you, you better pray to God.
So have you ever caught somebody?
Man, and trust.
I won't say a word. I don't have no reason to have a discussion, oh, you cheated. You know what you did? I know what you did. You just don't know that.
But my thing is, it ain't gonna be nothing.
I was watching a movie and the girl, she warmed up a knife when she cut this nigga.
And then I do
think
it's something.
That shit make me squirm out.
I swear.
But I told you, I stood over the nigga with the nigga.
What
phone,
conversation,
like,
do we need to have?
I was reading the message.
The girl did that to me.
Yeah.
I woke up. She stood up. Well, she was sitting down.
Not, like, I sat on top of him. Though. He like, oh yeah. So I'm holding the phone over this nigga. He woke up. He was like, going, baby. Ew.
I swear.
And I'm yanking up.
But I'm not even going to do all that. I'm just going to.
And then after that,
I like the way you play it. She's crazy.
You got a code on your
That's why she mini me for my mom. You know what I'm saying? But like, I love your mom. I love your mom. I love her.
I'm like,
she
please,
said it on the pod. I love her.
I love your mom. Don't forget.
She said it on the last pod. Your mom said she was crazy. She like crazy dude a little bit.
Of course not.
Bro, my mom like crazy.
But that's the thing. I'm a person. I'm the type of person to live in my own.
Your mom was wild. She's not around with no license.
I know every decision that I make.
Not too much on my mama.
I love your mama.
When it comes to interfering with other people, and it depends on how you interfere with other people, you know. Every decision that you make towards that affects your relationship.
Bro.
I know if I'm doing wrong, I'm going to get wrong. That's
my
what it is.
Crazy, bro. Oh, she was about to kill somebody.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to act like.
I believe it.
I'm not going to sit here and act like I ain't doing nothing wrong. Because I know if I'm making bad decisions in this bad relationship, I'm going to get some bad karma.
Yeah.
I'm not about to sit here and try to act like,
Snapchat,
oh my God, I ain't doing nothing. No,
so
I'm living in my truth.
What's her name?
And I'm not going to lie.
Big old sorry. Well, I say you won't play.
Let's put it all out on the table. And my thing is, once you ask a question about your relationship, you kind of feel like that person kind of already know. So why even lie to them? Like, why lie? Just keep it real. Give them the decision. Rather, they want to still deal with this situation or not. And 9 times out of 10, they will, because you kept it real.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah. But I'm not just.
But that's where a lot of niggas be fucking up, because you really lose your bitch online.
Yeah, you
do. Oh, so you said you're truthful. Like, yo,
if you honest, you be like, yeah, I like to fuck with other females. And you giving her the decision. You giving her the choice. Because if you constantly lying about your life, like, oh, yeah, I ain't fucking with nobody the whole time. You got a wife and kids. And
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I mean, most of the girls I've been dealing with, they like girls and shit. Like, I had a couple threesomes and shit. I ain't gonna lie. Like, if you ain't got the dick for it, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got the
I ain't gonna lie. If a girl.
You probably got the dick for it. You my brother. I can say that.
But most women that what? Have threesome with niggas.
Ain't nothing sus about that.
You gotta satisfy.
I just take
back. That's.
But my thing is, most women that have threesomes with their man don't got good dick for real. Because they don't. Because women not gonna share a man that got some good dick. Like, shit that, like, women know what other women like. So your dick is like immaculate, the head is immaculate, and you got a good vibe, she not gonna wanna have a threesome with you.
I know, like, that's never been my fantasy. Like, I'm selfish in the bedroom. Like, I don't wanna share shit. Like, I'm just like,
I'm the same way.
I don't wanna share
your fantasies in the bedroom.
Whatever, like that or whatever. Like, I mean, like, the closest thing I had to that was I had a sister on Monday, the sister on Wednesday. That's like the closest thing I ever came close to that, but I've never had desire to have 2 women. Like I said, maybe it's a stamina thing, but I just never in my
desire. I've never been like that. I never wanted
like,
to have
not a saying I've got desire, but I've been happy to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, for sure, like that, yeah. But
I'm not open to that. If he got some good head for it, and I'm some good pussy, and, I mean, some good head and some good dick, and we connect, hell no, nah, we not having no
so speaking of connection.
And I damn near try to kill you.
Have you ever had a one-night stand?
Yeah.
Damn. So, yeah.
So the connection has been that strong to where it's just the vibe and whatever like
and
that.
And it's so cool if we don't talk again. Like, it's cool.
I ain't gonna lie. Them one night stands wasn't really one night stands, though.
But it started off like that.
Like, it started pretty, off like that, and then we just been cool ever since.
It,
like,
right.
Like, I never really had a true one night stand where I fucked somebody and we never talked again. Like, it's never ever been that. Like,
you want to do this again? Sure.
Yeah, like,
yeah, we like make it a sneaky link thing. But other than that, nah, like, it's cool if we don't. Like, I like.
Oh, so you are already sneaking around.
I do what I want.
So I exactly. Don't you got a little heart? Don't be sneaking around on heart.
Don't make me name drop that girl. I just see you text on Snapchat and in the messages. Don't make me name drop. What's her name? It's starting with L. What is it? Yeah, homegirl. We're recording, so my name should I?
It's cool. Secure.
That's fine. That's nice.
She listens to the pop.
I'm glad she does. So which one are you?
I don't have any numbers.
It's a bunch of liar. Nah,
hey,
I don't. I just
watch
the test. I
five
text on Snapchat and then 2 more.
Actually, I was texting her on Snap and the test messages.
What? You're a terrible liar.
I'm not. I'm telling the truth.
Then what show was?
See, look.
That y'all like each other.
Oh,
dude. Boom. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all talking on
two
different
apps. What's up? We ain't talking about me. We talking about
Is this person
particularly
possibly your person?
Then speaking of, is this your person?
It may
be. There you go. I'm happy for you.
It might be.
Then he said, no, I can't wait to bend you over and choke you with the iron again.
First of all, then you sit the ice on you like the cold
emoji. Ooh, he said, yo, I got the ice. I'm about to put the ice in your booty hole again. Wow.
Sorry,
not ice. Oh, boy, we bananas.
Yeah, that's...
I feel like everybody's there, that person.
But I might have to get up out of here, y'all.
Yeah, don't do anything.
But my food on the way, though.
We cool, we eat it.
Who?
We.
No, come on, bro.
Alright. So before I close this pod out, anybody got something to say before we close it out?
It was really good.
Hey, your phone blowing up. I know you gotta go.
Alright, it was really good talking to y'all for another part two. Hopefully we'll have future parts, more parts in the future. And yeah, I don't know, they just tap in with this.
She can't even talk. She ready to get that sticky link.
All right,
y'all.
Fuck with y'all,
though.
It's been
good talking to y'all. Good conversation. Look forward to more. Peace out. Be safe, yo.
What about you, Mumu?
I ain't got shit to say. Y'all have a good night. Yeah. I'll fucking... Yeah.
What made you get that?
I like piercings.
I ain't never seen nobody.
You like piercings?
I ain't never seen nobody.
Yeah, I did both
like
of
that. I done seen two people with like.
So like, I see. So I see. Got the double tongue. You ever thought about getting
a
pussy pierced?
It's not a double tongue.
You ever thought about getting a pussy pierced?
I have.
You have? Is it pierced now? Not that one. I'm just asking for the pot. I'm asking about.
This is a little game with that.
No,
just ain't that.
No, you know.
He talking
about, I'm in interview mode. Like,
put something in for the game.
It's not a double piercing. It's just a ring that goes straight through.
Oh, okay.
Who made you get it?
I just liked it. I thought.
Oh, you like it? Like, do you use it?
No.
Does it? Hey.
Do you notice a difference? Before and after, like, have you ever got reviews or something? Like,
got reviews?
Like, I like that.
Yeah. But, yeah. I just really like piercings. Yeah. This is something I've always been into.
You done?
What's
left?
What's left? But yeah,
I want to get these pierced. I want to get my nipples back.
Hold on, hold on. These, like, what is this? What you want to get pierced? Like, side of your face?
Yeah, it's like right by the. I forgot what it's called, but it's right here.
So like in front of the ear, you trying to get that pierced?
Yeah, I want. It's gonna be like this, but sideways.
You gonna get your booty pierced?
A booty?
No.
I mean, it's a big canvas back there, so you got a lot to work with.
Seen that before?
Respectfully.
No.
What? I got this.
I gotta paint the picture for the podcast.
The front of my ear. I want to get that done.
No.
I want to get my nipples back pierced.
Are you
taking
I feel like my body was rejected. Yeah, it was hurting, but I want to try to see if it's.
I want
to
see if I could shoot for this round.
But I did get my private parts pierced.
Oh, okay. What about you? Like, so I know you got a Jacob's Ladder. Like, how did that work out for you, big dog?
Actually, I
got a
freak out.
You got a what?
Fuck you talking about. Hell no. Okay. Could have been said 8 more beer.
Okay. What about you? No tattoos?
Oh, and I want more tattoos.
You got
anything
pierced? Try and get, oh, you got your nose.
Yeah, y'all. I
want to get more. Like, I want.
But that's it. That's the only piercing I got under my ears. But, like, I'm not really into piercings because I just don't like needles and freak me out.
You don't like pain? You can't take it?
No, I'm not into that.
Yeah, no.
Spat on me.
You said what?
But yeah, I like body art. I really like body art.
I don't got, but if I was to get a tattoo,
you
though,
go to
I would get one
probably.
Right.
I've been to a couple.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you missing.
Y'all, I was in such a chokehold.
Oh, yeah,
over that 28
year
old. I was got that.
I just moved in here, so I got to get everything set up. It's going
to
be tough, though.
I had a girl tatted my name before.
Yeah. I was about to.
I wasn't. I wasn't impressed. Like, I was a little. I was like, why?
I was
like, why? Why did you? I didn't tell you to do that. I thought, what? I should like it.
The only female on me is my
dog.
That's it.
Yeah, that's my daughter right here.
I can't do this.
Yeah, I was about to do that.
All right, so whoever want to close it out, I'll let y'all close it out.
Y'all It was good talking to y'all. Nice seeing y'all again.
You guess.
I don't know, because what are we closing out?
You guess. So look, she excited for her
Yeah, I switched my food order to pick up y'all, so I'm gonna head out. But love y'all, be safe, and yes, tap in with the pot. See y'all. All right, bye. That's good. See y'all.